Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sox last night, as heard here on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, they win a game they had to win. If they lost consecutive games to the A's, that was looking listless. 4-2 was the deficit. They came back and won it in extra innings. What do we have here now? We have one more game today against the A's, and they go on the road
to Tampa
for six. They come back for three, mm-hmm. and that's the regular season. So. Mm-hmm. Magic number is 8. And I guess, do you think that the fans, so I think if you ask Craig Breslow in an honest moment, or Alex Cora, if making the playoffs was a successful season, just making it, they would say yes. Would you guys agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that.
Especially the seasons that they're coming off of.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
That's, I mean, Cora basically said it to us when he said, if you would have told them at spring training, 2 weeks left in the season, that they'd be a playoff team, he would have been like, what? Oh, we'll take that. You know right. what I mean? So he basically told us getting into the playoffs is a successful season.
You tell me, for Myers, you know, we're in a playoff spot going into, say, with 2 weeks left, I would have taken it.
Yeah.
The three matchups they've got left, though, like they're not ending on an easy note by any means. Like,
no.
these are all games that they need to do well. These series they need to do well with. And again, I'll say it again and again and again. Wiggy was spot on when they had a nice little cushion and they had easy matchups and they dropped the ball with those.
Right.
Because looking at where they stand right now, to go against the Rays, then the Blue Jays, and then end with the Tigers is not exactly where you want to be.
Right. Other than the Rays, the other two teams are really good. So it's going to, you know, you really got to make sure that you're bringing it, because if you don't, then it becomes an epic fail. And then the question becomes, is Cora's job in jeopardy?
Yeah. I feel like if they get to the playoffs and they just lose, so it's best of three on the all three on the road in the mm-hmm. wild card. If they lose just back-to-back games, I feel like fans will be kind of pissed off.
Right.
But in general, going into next year with a healthy Roman Anthony, with an offseason to invest, I think fan base will be
bounce back right away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We need to do something that I usually do, but I am delegating responsibility today. We're going to open up the weather window here. Ooh, Jack, what's the weather looking like?
Well, hello there, Curtis. It is cloudy right now in Boston. A little bit of drizzle out there. It'll clear up by the early afternoon. And high of 69 today. Gronk would love that.
I have a question for you, Jack. Totally random question.
Sure.
What is your favorite Boston sports moment of all time?
Nathan Horton's game, double overtime winner against the Canadiens in Game 7 in 2011.
Just read the weather, weather boy.
Oh, jeez, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I just broken up with somebody, and I was upset, and I went to...
You broke up with the person, or you were broken up with?
I think I was broken up with.
What happened?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Yeah. I went to a bar, and I was alone, but I was with like 200 other Bruins fans, and then, you know, I became friends with 200 people in 1 second. It was really fun.
That was awesome. People forget, because of the psychotic nature of his post-playing career, that run by Tim Thomas is as good as any Boston athlete's mm-hmm. ever had. The saves in that Canadians double overtime. Mm-hmm. The breakaway was a jaunt that had like a breakaway, and he puts his pads up, slides like halfway on the ice.
They had a stick save against Vancouver. Uh-huh. That was
stack of the pads, Curtis.
Yeah, I was here with the DA show the night they won it all in Vancouver when Greg was partying with Whitey Bulger. Anyway, thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
He was
Whitey Bulger.
My dad partied with Whitey Bulger.
Vancouver. Oh, but Greg wasn't with him.
Well. We don't know. But, yeah, he was in the game.
What am I going to do with this bulge in my pants?
Is that with the the water bottle, right? No, that was at the water bottle Vancouver series.
I think that was, because it was Nathan Horton who brought the water from the garden ice and put it, because it was all, up until game seven, it had been, each team had won all the games on their home ice. And so they were playing their fourth game, the fourth game in Vancouver. And Horton put the water on there, and the rest, as they say, is history. So thank you, Jackson, for that. I looking forward to this weekend as well. We just did a little bit on the Sox. What do you think, Wiggs, if you had to guess right now, is the big story Monday? Is it that the Patriots, for the first time in two seasons, win consecutive games, or is it a back down to reality? T.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers come to Gillette and disrupt the Patriots season?
I think it's Drake May played well again. The back-to-back thing, I mean, I wouldn't have known about it until you said it. I think it's going to be more fans are like, okay, Josh and Drake look good again. Is this what we're going to see the remainder of the year? And then if they beat Pittsburgh, good football team, Vrabel is looking like he's doing something that we haven't seen here in a while, which is putting together a good football team, a playoff contender. So I think that will be what we're talking about on Monday.
Now, do we think Christian Gonzalez, because he was seen at practice yesterday, we're going to see him?
I don't think he plays. I mean, I personally don't think he plays. I think they'll probably hold out on him this week, and then maybe he'll get some action next week.
Then why have him practice this week?
I guess maybe to just, test him a little bit.
Ramp him up.
Yeah, see where he's at.
What does the professor expect this weekend? Oh, by the way, big game today, Cambridge, Weston School.
Oh, no, we had one yesterday. We lost. To his credit, there was a kid on the other team that we played, one of the better young soccer players I've ever seen in my life.
Did you do an age check for him, ask for birth certificate?
I didn't. Okay. He was very talented. He scored 5 goals against us.
Oh, what? Damn.
Yeah, he was, one of which was a bicycle kick. He was very talented.
So how are you going to change things up? Did you have like a players only meeting after?
We're dealing with some injuries and stuff. We got a good conditioning practice today lined up. Kurt.
Then,
very
like,
excited.
In-game adjustments, like try to run a like double team on him or something like
that?
Oh, wait,
trust me, we did.
And he still scored 5 goals.
Wiggy, he was very, very good.
How old is he? What year?
I believe he's a senior.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, thank God. Is he just going straight to the pros?
That's a good question, Curtis. I have no idea.
What do you think?
I didn't ask.
What do you think?
I didn't want to ask.
What are you looking for this weekend, Coach?
To be honest, I'm looking for a back-to-back good performance from Drake May. Like, I would like back-to-back wins. I think that's a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The ideal situation, but to me it's more important that Drake May and Josh McDaniels string together back-to-back great offensive performances, because if you're doing that, you're showing consistency and the ability to do it for, you know, hopefully a season long instead of just a week here and a week there. We need to see it at back-to-back weeks. You're facing a tough pass rush with T.J. Watt on the field. This Steelers defense is generally, at least they come to play at the very least. They may not be the best in football, but Tomlin generally has them prepared. They're generally a well-coached team. So offensively, I am looking for Drake May to have another really good week.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a close game. I feel Aaron Rodgers is just such an, like, I have no idea what to expect from him.
No.
Because he's looked 100 years old, and then he's looked like he's vintage.
He made
Aaron
a throw
Rodgers.
In the beginning of that Seahawks game on the run to the right, like out of the pocket, that looks, it was arguably one of the better throws made in the NFL this year, except Pat Freiermuth dropped it. Like, it was an absolute seed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they probably should have, you know, that's a game that they probably should have won, but the kid with the kickoff return.
Caleb
there,
Johnson, yeah.
You know, so, I mean, Rodgers didn't have his best game, but he looks better in Pittsburgh than he did last year with the Jets.
That's like, easy to do, though.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So, like, the Pittsburgh is a better coach team, better football team. Rodgers is probably in a better headspace mentally. So, this is going to be a good test for the Patriots.
I just wonder if week one against the Jets, it was a revenge game for Aaron Rodgers, and that's why he came out so strong, and now we're going to see kind of down to earth what Aaron Rodgers is.
Well, you're
season.
Also seeing, too, after that Buffalo beatdown, the Jets defense just may not be very good, and the Jets in general may not be very good, so I think that might be one of the reasons why Rodgers also looked so good in week one, and then against a very good Seahawks defense, he struggled.
But that could be why Drake May looked so good against Miami.
That
also true.
Yeah,
but Sam Darnold lit up the Steelers, so I think Drake May can too.
If Drake May comes back to earth, that will be the national storyline, that Drake only was good against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's been bad against two other teams.
Yeah.
So still, it's going to be up and down. Obviously, a lot to learn. I have a question that I ask often. What are we doing? And it pertains to a really pissed off Adam Schefter yesterday. I don't get Adam Schefter. I know he comes on this radio station. You should listen to him every time he comes on. But he is the biggest prima donna of anybody I have ever heard. Like, he gets so mad when people directly quote something he actually said. And then he has a million excuses about why he said it. I'll get to all that coming up next. But right now, here's Courtney with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. It took 10 innings, but the Sox take the second matchup with the A's, a 5-4 walk-off win. Alex Cora talked about the bullpen and the young guys growing up before our eyes from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
That's the thing about Zach. We saw what happened yesterday, right? He was really, really good. What's happened next? And throughout the last, you know, his last 2 years is the up and downs, right? And he went out there, did an amazing job. The kid is going to face lefties all the time. And, you know, what was the last pitch? 97, I think it was. And a lot of emotion. A lot of guys grew up today. And that's where we are, too. You know, like, it's not like we have a bunch of veterans that know what happens in October. So that was a huge learning experience for those two guys.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. Alex Cora gave an update on Willier Abreu before the game last night, saying Abreu will not be playing tonight, but he's still on the road to return. They've got another one with the Athletics today, 1:35 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The Bruins take the ice for the first time in training camp today. Training camp started yesterday. David Pastrnak will not be participating as he's dealing with tendonitis.
What's up with that? Like, how do you have tendonitis to start a camp?
I don't know.
Too much golf at Woodland.
Could have been. That was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending. Why is Curtis so upset with Adam Schefter? That's coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.